Republican Senator Charles Grassley is on the phone now from his home in New Hartford, Iowa. He has been pushing for reform on the federal level. First of all, thanks for your time, Senator.
Well, I'm very happy to be with you, and thank you for this opportunity.
Senator Shumlin just said that there are some loopholes, and he mentioned the example of third-party transactions. Tell us more about the federal bill. Do you see loopholes?
What we're trying to do here is to make sure that we maintain the integrity of research and that we protect taxpayers of the federal government, because the federal government is such a purchaser of services as well as commodities in the area of health, and we want to protect consumer of those products and also extend it to protecting the consumer of products that are paid for in the private sector.
Briefly, give us some bullet points in the bill that's in the Senate Finance Committee right now.
Well, it's pretty darn simple. First of all, I want to make it very clear. We don't make anything that's going on now illegal or prevent anything that's going on. But what we're after is transparency of everything above $100 so that consumers know it. You go to your local doctor. Maybe you don't care, but if you do care, you ought to know. If he's given a lecture at some pharmaceutical seminar and got paid for doing it. Now, the fact that he got paid for doing it is only that you ought to know that if he's subscribing to that company's product and saying you should take it, you know, you ought to know that. You make the choice as a consumer.
Did you mind? We're going to turn the corner a little bit and go to the Food and Drug Administration, because you're a supporter of a bill to authorize them to regulate the tobacco industry. A question about that. Many say the FDA is, well, if you pardon the pun, already has too much on its plate. I mean, with the peanut butter recall, spinach, E. coli, will they be able to do what you would like them to do, given what they already have to do?
Well, the answer is, I hope so. And there's going to be extra resources in this bill for them to do it. And the regulation of tobacco is handled somewhat differently than the FDA regulations for everything else they regulate, particularly pharmaceuticals, that it's not only a case of safety, but a case of effectiveness. But there's no authority to the FDA, like in the case of a pharmaceutical, to prevent its sale. And so even though the issue you raise, can FDA, walk and chew gum at the same time, it is questionable. But I think that we need to do all we can to discourage smoking.
Will you be able to convince your fellow Republicans in the House, for example, the majority of which voted against this kind of tobacco regulation? And I hear that some of your colleagues in the Senate aren't happy with it.
Yeah. Well, it could be that we'll be fortunate enough to get it through the Senate without amendment and go to the President. If it has to go back to the House, I believe that this is an overriding issue, and since it passed the House the first time, it'll pass the second time. Besides, you got to remember that nothing gets done the first time in the Congress, and this is about, I would say, the fourth or fifth year that we've been at it, and eventually right wins out.
One last thing. There is no shortage of health care bills on the Hill, and you're the highest-ranking Republican on the Finance Committee. You've been working with your colleagues and the administration on trying to get a handle on America's health care system. The president wants to sign something by October. In terms of getting all these things together in bipartisan consensus and cooperation, how's it going?
So far, so good. We set a timetable. Well, I guess the timetable actually wasn't set till January, but we're pretty much on that timeline. Now it's getting up to crunch time. Something may slip, but so far it hasn't slipped, and our goal is to get a bill through the Senate before the August 5th adjournment for summer break.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley is the ranking Republican member of the Senate Finance Committee, and he joined us on the phone from his home in New Hartford, Iowa. Thank you so much for your time, Senator.
I thank you very much, and I appreciate being with you.
You're listening to NPR News.